Are these cheating situations or not cheating situations?
If you're asking, it's all cheating.
I'm seeing how far you will allow it to go. Seth goes to a New Year's Eve party with his friends. His girlfriend, Summer, stays home.
Okay.
After a couple of drinks, he kisses someone else at midnight. He feels bad and tells Summer about it immediately the next day. Is that cheating?
Of course it's cheating.
But it's New Year's Eve.
Listen, New Year's Eve doesn't give you an excuse to go kiss somebody else. You don't have to kiss somebody New Year's Eve. That's stupid. I mean, because your girlfriend didn't come to the party? No. That's cheating. And you know what else? He shouldn't have told her, because the only person that he makes feel better is himself. He's going to hurt her. If it was no big deal, if it was just a kiss, keep it to yourself, take it to your grave. Don't fuck up your relationship over a kiss at midnight.
So you don't care that he told the next day. You say cheating no matter what.
If you tell, it's cheating. He should have kept it to himself.
All right. 78% of people said yes. After a fight, Betty tells her girlfriend, Veronica, she needs some, quote, space for a while.
Betty and Veronica, are you kidding me? Okay, go ahead. Riverdale, got it. Yes.
Veronica assumes they're on a break because she hasn't heard from Betty for 2 days. Veronica hooks up with an old fling, Cheryl. Is that cheating?
Of course it is.
They're on a break.
It wasn't official.
All right.
48%. If I have a fight with my boyfriend and he storms out, that doesn't mean we're broken up. He can't go fuck somebody else.
Brenda. Now you're going to bitch about this name too. Number three, Brenda and her boyfriend, Dylan.
Oh my God. Okay. Again, 90210. Go ahead.
Go to a club with some friends. At some point, Brenda overhears Dylan being flirty with her best friend, Kelly. Kelly.
Come on. What? Really?
Flirting with her best friend, Kelly, telling her he would totally hook up with her if he was single. Is that cheating?
Yes.
Yes? It's
yes.
Flirting.
No. It's cheating.
All right. 53% people agree with you.
And did everyone shout, Donna Martin graduates?
Donna Martin graduates! Donna Martin graduates!
They did that. Mona borrows her girlfriend Hannah's phone to make a quick call. While she's using her phone, Mona notices Hannah still has Tinder. Hannah says she just goes there to swipe when she's bored and she never meets up with anybody. Is this
cheating? Anything you wouldn't do in front of your significant other is cheating. Why are you on Tinder if you're in a relationship?
Because you're bored.
No, if you're bored, download a video game, like download, I don't know, fucking Angry Birds from way back when, whatever. Just download something else or get on, just, you know, swipe something else. Like Tinder's for dating, period. Tinder's not for boredom. It's for dating.
Spencer has been dating his boyfriend, Asher, for over a year.
Okay.
I love how woke this whole thing is, by the way. Whenever Spencer's ex, Olivia, is in town, they meet up for dinner. They never hook up, but Spencer doesn't tell Asher about it.
Cheating. Listen, again, anything you're not telling your significant other is cheating. Why aren't you telling? What are you hiding? Cheating.
Cheating. Okay. Josie goes to her cousin's wedding. Her girlfriend, Finch, can't make it. So she takes her friend Hope as a date. They don't do anything except dance together.
Cheating.
No, it's not.
Okay, that's not cheating.
Okay, so yeah, 70% of people said no.
No, I mean, you take your friend to a wedding, you're going to dance. Big deal. Who cares?
Carla and Polo are in a semi-open relationship.
Oh.
They agreed they can hook up with other people, but need to ask the other person ahead of time.
Oh, so they're not in don't ask, don't tell. They're in ask permission, do tell. Got it.
But Polo hooks up with somebody and doesn't tell her after. Is that cheating?
Yes. Yeah. Because it goes against their rule. Listen, it doesn't matter what's going on in the relationship. If you go against whatever our rules are, so if we have an open relationship, but I need you to tell me that you're with someone else and you don't, that's a problem. Why aren't you telling me?
Okay, I'm going to use these names because these are the names they've used.
Oh, for fuck's sake. Go ahead.
Ernie's boyfriend.
Bert.
Bert has been.
Oh, God.
Ernie's boyfriend Bert has been in a coma for 3 months after a tragic car accident. It's unclear if he's ever going to wake up. One night, Bernie hooks up with somebody else.
Elmo?
Big Bird. Then Ooh. Bert comes out of his coma the next day. Is that cheating?
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
40% of people said, I don't know.
Oh, yeah. I don't really know. Yeah, that's a toughie. Ernie and Bert, you know.
Well, if they're in a coma and they're never going to wake up, well, you're supposed to be not hook up with somebody ever again?
I think 3 months is not enough time to wait. I mean, I think you need to wait longer than 3 months.
4 months?
Six. All right. I don't know. Yeah, if someone's in a coma, oh, that's tough. I don't know.